540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The cleanup after Hurricane Helene is well underway. WTSP-TV reporter Chris Hurst is in Sarasota County, Florida.
Charmaine LePetereau will have to start over.
Everything's gone.
But before replacing what she's lost, her family is furiously cleaning. What she can't replace are the photo albums soaked in salt water.
But life happens. What are you going to do?
On Iranian state television today.
Yes, Ayatollah Hussein Amani.
Religious leaders mourn the death of an Iranian Revolutionary Guards general in an Israeli strike in Lebanon. Comedian Maya Rudolph returned to Saturday Night Live on NBC to portray Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris.
My campaign is like the Sabrina Carpenter song, Espresso. The lyrics are vague, but the vibe slaps.
The show is beginning its 50th season. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Terry Bell. Artificial intelligence is controversial, but Wisconsin Technical College students are learning with the help of AI. Educators say it will prepare them for the careers of the future. Mike Moan reports.
Layla Merrifield, president of the Wisconsin Technical Colleges System, says manufacturers are making it clear they want a workforce that has the know-how in working with and programming machinery fitted with AI. She says that's why the system is integrating it with coursework at regional campuses.
Here in Wisconsin, we really have a structural workforce shortage, and our demographics are telling us that that will continue. And what we're seeing, it's really upskilling the workforce.
Elected officials face pressure to adopt regulations that would ensure artificial intelligence is used safely. Merrifield says schools in Wisconsin prioritize teaching students how to use AI ethically and appropriately. An analysis from the Center for Security and Emerging Technology says community and technical colleges have the potential to grow and sustain the AI talent pool, but barriers like inconsistent government funding need to be addressed. Merrifield says Wisconsin's campuses are coming off modest general aid increases from the legislature. She says they'll be requesting more in the next budget cycle. They also have to balance tuition affordability.
We understand that our students often come from limited means. They have limited financial resources, and so we try to keep tuition as low as possible.
And whether it's AI curriculum or other courses, Merrifield suggests they need the right amount of support to stay nimble and retool programming based on workforce trends. Waukesha County Technical College is one of the schools offering a class where students learn about the foundations of AI. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Jordan Love returns. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After missing 2 weeks with an MCL sprain, Love will take over at quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Love said the Vikings will present a great challenge for the Packers offense.
You know, anytime you're holding the ball or sitting in the pocket, you know, those guys are really good on the other side, and they're going to find a way to get home. So it's always trying to get the ball out of my hands as quick as possible. And we'll do some good things protection-wise to be able to stop that. But at the end of the day, like I said, they're a good defense. They got really good rushers, and Flores does a really good job of sending a lot of pressures. It's an exotic defense, so you just got to be locked in.
Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon. USC dominated Wisconsin football in the second half yesterday, putting up 28 points in the second half to stun the Badgers 38-21. Wisconsin has dropped two in a row and hosts Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kick. The Brewers, who are locked into the NL's third seed, defeated a potential playoff opponent, the New York Mets, with a 6-0 shutout Saturday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies for today. The big story, though, that breezy north wind gusting up around 30 miles per hour. That will cause some large waves there along the shoreline. High temperatures in the lower 70s. For the overnight, mostly clear, lower 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
The Spotlight will focus on Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance Tuesday night, October 1st. Listen here as the vice presidential candidates debate issues important to you.
Go to the polls as a parent. You should have more power.
A belief that one person can make a difference.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. Special coverage starts at 7:45 p.m. Then listen to the CBS vice presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, October 1st, here on your local civic media radio station.
October 12th and 13th is Waukesha Unlocked. The doors to more than 80 businesses, restaurants, and churches will be unlocked to highlight the city's architecture, history, and behind-the-scenes operations. Tour the city clean water plant or booster pumping station. On Saturday, Bill Quackenbush talks about the history of the Ho-Chunk Nation and the significance of the mounds at Cutler Park. Don't forget to turn in your trail challenge cards at City Hall to be put into a drawing for great prizes. Visit Waukesha Unlocked headquarters at City Hall between 10 and 4 on Saturday or Sunday for more information.
Wisconsin's volunteers are making a difference in our communities every single day. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org. You can filter by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more, all to help find the best fit for you. Go to volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, State Senator Kelderoy's on how Republicans just keep digging a bigger hole when it comes to women's reproductive health care rights.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
AM 1400 WRJN.
The music of the stars on the air. WRJN, the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani. And off we go to another musical adventure. I'm looking for songs about October. There are two. Here's one of them. Julie London.
I'm in the mood for this October. I found an end in summer, man. And that's why I'm in the mood for this October. I plan to love him all I can.
What is more exciting than the crisp, brisk weather in the fall?
It's especially delighting when you got a guy so handsome and so tall. And that's why I'm in the mood for this October. I found an end in summer, man.
You can talk about Maytime and the spring romance,
but even the snowy white December doesn't have a chance.
'Cause I am in the mood for this October.
I caught him in the autumn.
Julie London, that Come Hither gal, does it again. Robert Goulet.
And when October goes, snow begins to fly above the smoky roofs. I watch the planes go by, the children running home. beneath the twilight sky. Oh, for the fun of them when I was one of them. And when October goes, same old dream appears, and you are in my arms to share a happy year. I turn my head to see October go. should be over it now, I know. It doesn't matter how old I grow. I hate to see October.
Johnny Mercer. Those are the lyrics. Barry Manilow did the music. This is Robert Frost.
October by Robert Frost. Oh, hushed October morning mild, thy leaves have ripened to the fall. Tomorrow's wind, if it be wild, should waste them all. The crows above the forest call. Tomorrow they may fawn and go. O hushed October morning mild, begin the hours of this day slow. Make the day seem to us less brief, hearts not averse to being beguiled. Beguile us in the way you know. Release one leaf at break of day. At noon, release another leaf. One from our trees, one far away. Retard the sun with gentle mist. Enchant the land with amethyst. Slow, slow. For the grape's sake, if they were all, whose leaves already are burnt with frost, whose clustered fruit must else be lost, for the grape's sake along the wall.
In the mid-70s, there was a motion picture, October Sky. Mark Isham does the honors on the music. Here it is, story of Homer Hickman, small-town kid, Jake Gyllenhaal, and his teacher, Miss Riley, or Laura Dern, insists that he should follow his dream. In the backdrop of the Cold War, Mark Isham with the theme, October Sky. Thank you.
shadow of the moon. There's a bright and shining place where two hearts can learn to share love beyond all time and space. Though the candle barely glows through the haze, touch my hand, watch it blaze. And a man learn to think and feel as one. They must journey through the dark, then one day they'll find that sun. We can own each silver star up above. Simply love me, my the joy we're both dreaming of. If you love me, my
Bill Pierce, Debussy.
Debussy, Elisa, she keeps on returning
as breathless and young as ever. I still hear Elisa and still feel a yearning to hold her against me again. Her heart was made of holidays, her smile was made of dawn, her laughter was an April song that echoes on and on. Since I saw Elisa, the shadows are falling and winter is calling above. But I still see Elisa.
And Norman Parris conducts from Paint Your Wagon. Paint Your Wagon, 1969. Clint Eastwood was chosen over George Maharis for the lead in Paint Your Wagon. Good musical.
I still see Elisa. She keeps on returning, as breathless and young as ever. I still hear Elisa and still feel a yearning to hold her against me again. Her heart was made of holidays. Her smile was made of dawn. Her laughter was an April song that echoes on and on. Since I saw Elisa, the shadows are falling, and winter is calling above. But I still see Elisa. Whenever I dream of love,
the music of the stars.
I still see Elisa. She keeps on returning, as breathless and young as ever. I still hear Elisa and still feel a yearning to hold her against me again. Her heart was made of holiday. Her smile was made of dawn. Her laughter was an April song that echoes on and on. Since I saw Elisa, the shadows are falling, and winter is calling.
Those are the living voices. Bob Armstrong conducting. Music from Lerner and Lowe. Paint Your Wagon. Gene Krupa, Glenn Miller. That's Irene Day on vocal and Gene Krupa, Mitchell Parrish, great lyrics. The Music of the Stars, and Glenn Miller wrote that. Irene. Oh, here. This is, would you believe, Audrey Hepburn. They wouldn't let her sing, but I found an outtake. Audrey Hepburn's real voice from Breakfast at Tiffany's. Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer. Oh, we lost our signal. Let me tell you, before we get back, no, I've got it. I'll play it all again. It's Homer and Jethro, if you haven't guessed, on RCA Victor. We're going to be on the air pretty much on just about every Civic Media radio network station at 10, but not on WRJN because there's a pregame preview with the Green Bay Packers and all the cool guys who announce. And by the way, it's not just them. High school football this fall, WRJN, your home. The next game is Friday, October 4th, Dick Gressafa for the Waterford at West Osha game. Pre-game at 6:30 p.m., kickoff from Union Grove. That'll be at 7, hear it right here, or stream video of the game at dgsports.com. Other sports, too, I got to tell you. The Wisconsin Badger game airs Saturday, October 5th, here on WRJM when the Badgers take on Purdue. It's the Big Ten matchup. Begins with the pregame at 9, kickoff at 11. Follow the Badgers right here on WRJN. Oh, yeah, what I was going to tell you, the music of the stars got cut off on some stations. Most of them continued, but WRJN, we broke away and you heard a little Elvis Presley and stuff, and I couldn't figure that out, and some others couldn't either, and I got a couple of calls. Okay, more than a couple, but here's what you do. Here on WRJN, you click into civicmedia.us, and we should be on the air there. Also, WAUK in 5:40 a.m. But some of these stations will cut us off starting at 10 o'clock. And I'm Lou Regani, and this is the Music of the Stars with Homer and Jethro. Ruining Moon River.
Moon River. Wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same. Huckleberry friend, Moon River, and me.
Oh boy. The United States Army Swing Band, the Jazz Ambassadors. Used to be a drum and bugle corps out of West Dallas. St. Matthias Church and the Cadets, they actually made it 4-4 time. Well, how can you march the 3-4? Oh, that was pretty good. United States Army Field Band. Henry Mancini, Frank Sinatra, Nelson Riddle, the music of the stars.
Every night was long and gloomy. Shadows gathered in the air. No one ever listened to me. No one wondered, did I care? None in all the world to love me. None to count the stars that hung. Then the moon came out above me, and I saw that it was young. I wished on the moon for something I never knew. Wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer sky, an April day that would not dance away. I begged of a star to throw me a beam or two. Wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness. It all came true. I wished on the moon for you.
Gale Storm, 1957.
Dark moon, away up high up in the sky. Oh, tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love? Mortals have dreams of love's perfect schemes, but they don't realize that love will sometimes bring a dark moon. Away up high up in the sky, oh tell me why. Tell me why you've lost your splendor.
Oh, tell me why, oh, tell me why.
Dark moon.
Dark moon.
What is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love?
Lost love.
Mortals have dreams. Your splendor.
Oh, tell me why, oh, tell me why.
Dark moon.
Dark moon.
draws your light withdraws. Is it because, is it because I've lost my love?
Rise of the boy, and here we go, dark moon. Away up high up in the sky, oh tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love? My cotton picking up. Dad, burn it, mortals that dream, and I float and scheme, but they plumb don't realize that life will sometimes bring a dark moon. Hey, dark moon, hey, dark moon. Jethro.
Yeah, homie.
Remember those two gals we used to date? We always used to take them out under a dark moon. Just couldn't face them in the light.
Yeah. Went with me, you know, she weighed 250 pounds, had buck teeth, ruby red eyes, and big blue lips.
Yeah, and I got the ugly one.
And you remember, mine wanted to be a singer. She had sort of a sweet voice, too, you see. She had sort of a, just a cross between Dinosaur, Gail Starr, Rosemary Clooney, and Patty Page.
Oh, you ain't nothing but a dark moon. Why do you hide behind the causes? And because you see the face of my love.
Music of the Stars. That's obviously Spike Jonze. That guy loved straight music more than he liked all that fooling around that he was so famous for. But you know, I got a great Christmas album from Spike Jonze. No, it's really good. It's really good. Now, news. What we have coming up now is news from the network, but on some of these stations we're not going to be on. So what you want to do, if you want to continue to high noon, almost said high moon, you click into civicmedia.us, still high noon central.
Mortals have dreams of love's perfect schemes, but they
that's Gail Storm. She was My Little Margie.
High up in the sky, oh tell me why you've lost your splendor.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.